Good evening. It's about 8 o'clock, and I've just finished having dinner with Belle. Picked her up about three, so I've had about 5 hours, and come back to her mum's because her mum was finishing the gym at 8 o'clock, and the sort of decision was to see how Ella felt about staying at the YHA. So after I picked her up from school, we headed up to the YHA and booked in, checked in and all that. I went up to the room and she liked it again and remembered it again. It's been about a year since she'd been. And I was hoping she might stay tonight with me and get back to the house. And I don't like really making Ella decide who to stay with or where to go to. You know, do you want to stay with Daddy? Do you want to stay with Mummy? I think Mummy had reservations about Ella staying out on a school night. Sounds weird, but breaking that kind of routine. And I did sort of offer that the sort of a double bed in the family room kind of thing, but that would be weird. So basically, she's staying with Mum, and I'm a little bit. But, you know, I did want to see her. Otherwise, if I didn't come down tonight, Thursday night, I've got this GFN Nottingham for Friday and Saturday, and I really want to put all my effort and time and focus onto that, and having Ella around would be awesome. But also, you know, I'd have to make sure that she was doing stuff and she'd probably get a bit bored, and so I couldn't not see her for 10 days odd. I only get to see her once a week, which makes me feel a little bit like this, which is a little bit sort of lost for a couple of hours. I'll feel a little bit kind of like I've lost a part. It's kind of odd. It's a lot of the stuff that I don't really often talk about being sort of, feels very much like a single dad in terms of just, you know, one parent almost, but obviously Ella's got mum and dad and she stays with mum most of the time, so affinity is more there. But doesn't make it any easier, I'll be honest. So at least we spent some time together, we had dinner together, and then she's going to probably go to bed now and get all sort of wrapped up, and then she'll be ready for morning and dressed and off to school. But I was quite up for getting her dressed and ready for school in the morning. But I guess what it means is now I'll probably get up fairly early. I'll probably get up about 6 o'clock and then head over to Nottingham for get over there for about 7-ish, park the car up, and then start my Friday, I guess. But yeah, I'm staying at the YHA tonight, and I might even just have a Guinness at the bar and then just have a little bit of sit down and write out this blog post. I'm glad we did go to the YHA. We did do a little bit of Vine, and I took some photos on Instagram, and I've got a whole blog post that I want to write out about how YHA and other places in the countryside can use their clientele, their customers, to help them with their social media efforts. So I'll probably add this boo to the blog post as well. But I really wanted her to stay overnight, so we had this sort of full piece. But that's the breaks, you know. You've got to go with the foundations and the routine that your kids have, and it's never easy when it's sort of, you know, you have two different places to live and different people involved. So I'm just driving through the country lanes now, and my old country lanes that I know so well, back to the YHA. And I'm going to have a chill night, but it would have been nice to snuggle with my little un. At least I got to see her. But yeah, I'm a little bit upset, I guess. But you would be, wouldn't you? Anyway, right, I'll speak to you all later.